Hallelujah, mo ti di ominira. Loruko Jesu aye wa o ti di ominira.
Hallelujah, I am free. For that glorious liberty, Jesus blesses Lord and peace and make me whole.
I am the king of glory to His name. He abides within my soul. Hallelujah, I am free. For what glorious liberty, Jesus blesses Lord and peace and make me whole. For the Lord has made me free.
Hallelujah, I am free. Look up the rock, see my king. See the blessed Lord and peace I may be
all. I am redeemed, of glory to His name. He abides within my soul. All of my guilt, which is above and beyond, from all my sins.
Say a louder amen.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
Our Father and our God.
A gbogbo ope yin ogo ati ola fun yin Oluwa.
We give all thanks and honor and adoration unto you.
Ajeni dafun awon ise iyanu nla yi ti e tin se lati jarun wa.
We exhort you for the miracles you have been doing since 4 days ago.
Ajeni ga asito gbagbo wipe e o tun se ju be lo leni.
We thank you and we exhort you because you are going to do exceeding today.
A gbogbo ope yin ogo ati ola fun yin tori wipe.
We give you praises, honor and adoration because you are going to do miracle today. You will do your perfection today.
Baba, nítorí náà ní orúkọ Jésù ẹgbà ọpẹ wa.
Father, therefore, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Glory be to your name.
Baba, mo bèrè fún agbára yín Olúwa.
Father, I plead for your power.
Àwọn angẹ́lì yín Olúwa.
Your angels, O Lord.
Láti wípé kí ẹran wọn sọ̀kalẹ̀ ní ọ̀tún ju ti tẹ́lẹ̀ lọ.
To make you send them down in a new way more than before.
Láti tú àwọn ènìyàn yín sílẹ̀.
To deliver your people.
Láti yọ wọn kúrò nínú okun àti ìdè tí wọ́n ti lù.
To rescue them from the ropes and the snares that have been trapped.
Ọlọ́run tí ìyọni ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
The Lord that rescues do so.
Baba ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
Father, do so in Jesus' name.
Baba ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
Lord, do so in Jesus' name.
Olúwa fi agbára yín hàn.
Father, show your power.
Ògo ni fún orúkọ.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
For in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody
put your hands together for Jesus.
Ti a ba ri enikeni ninu isoji yi to se wipe awon eniyan ti mama awon ogun kan gbogbo awon to mo yen mo ogun yen ni won ba yan Olorun.
If you have been known to a certain problem, all the people that know shall help you, praise the Lord.
Mo mo wipe Olorun je iyanu, o si nse iyanu ninu aye awon eyan nipase eyin.
They will know that God is wonders and he will do that wonder in your life.
Wipe aye eyin yo je eri
because your life will be a greater testimony for them.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't forget, at the time we started this crusade, we discussed about demonic possession. On the second day, we discussed about the bondage of sin. On the third day, we discussed about the bondage of
battle.
And yesterday, the fourth day, I talked to you about the bondage of possession, of our weakness. And I know the Lord has done with that today, and will perfect those works in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Today,
the topic of the message for which God will perfect his world, that means rescuing from the snare of the fowler. Rescuing from the snare of the fowler. I'm in the book of Psalm, chapter 124, verse 6, 7, and
8.
Psalm 124, verse 6, 7, and
8,
which reads thus: blessed be the Lord,
who
has not given us a prey to their
teeth.
A soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped.
Our
help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I'll read it once again. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. A soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and
earth.
By the time this revival will come to an end, everyone of us is able to say that. I'll say when the revival will come to an end tonight, individually we have such testimonies.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, escape from the snare of the fowler. That is the topic of the message by which we speak. And the place I read to your hearing was a song and the word of testimony. And praises to the mighty words God did to David. He was talking about the importance of God in his life. That if not that God was on his behalf, what would he have said? He's given blessing and glory and honor to the Lord. That is not given to the enemy like the prey is given to the hunter. That his soul escaped as a bear from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and he escaped. I pray those snares shall break totally. I said the snare shall break totally today, and we shall also be free.
said,
you will also be free. And then he said, this
hell
came from the Lord. The Lord who created the heaven and the
earth.
It was not the Lord of a particular nation,
but
God himself that created the heaven and
earth.
What is the essence of David's word in this place? That the Spirit of the Lord came up to for us to know. He was testifying about the miracles God has done for him, which show that David has once been ensnared. He had been ensnared. He had fallen into the snare before, and he escaped. He escaped. The Lord never made him a prey to the enemy. He never became a prey to the devil and his demons. Now he made us to understand that the escape he had from that
fear,
the deliverance he got from that bondage, that he became free. He made us to understand that the help came from above.
It
was the Lord that did him unto his help, not by his own wisdom or his own effort, not his own power, and even not his own mightiness, by the help of the Lord. All the people ensnared by the help of the Lord, he shall be
freed.
By the help of the possessor of heaven and earth,
all
the people that are ensnared shall be
freed.
As David had this testimony, individually also we shall have testimony. I said you will have testimony. Who are the people that are called the fowlers? And what is the snare of the fowler? How can we be entrapped with him? And how then can you be escaped from
him?
And even when you are ensnared, is there a hope for you? Can you be free? The testimony of David
here
was an example and a confirmation that if we are ensnared, we can still be free. The Lord that rescued and saved David and made this snare to be broken, that same God does not change, he still lives to this very time. And is still eternal. Therefore, for you to understand the concept of the message, I would divide it in three places for you to understand. Under point one, expatiation and the explanation of the snare of the fowler. Under this point one, I will not want your attention to draw away, because in this ministration the Lord will perfect his work. Point one again. Expatiation and the explanation of the fowler and the snare of the fowler. What is called the fowler? Who are the fowler? And what are the snares of the fowler? Point two. Under point two,
that's
way to fall into the snare and the experiences. That way to the snare of the fowler and the experiences. How can one be ensnared? And when you are ensnared, what are the experiences you are going to have? What are the signs that will be shown in the life of the one that was ensnared? Point three.
kúrò nínú okun apẹyẹ àti àpẹẹrẹ ẹ̀rí rẹ̀.
Divine help to be free from the snare of the fowler.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ ètòkè wa láti yọ kúrò nínú okun apẹyẹ.
Divine help to be free from the snare of the fowler.
Àti àpẹẹrẹ ẹ̀rí rẹ̀.
And the examples of its testimony.
Kí Ọlọ́run kí ó bùkún fún yín bí ẹ ti ń gbọ́rọ̀ náà.
May the Lord help you as you listen to the word.
Mo mú ìsọ̀rí àkọ́kọ́.
I check on point one.
Ìtúpalẹ̀ àlàyé lórí apẹyẹ àti okun rẹ̀.
Expatiation and explanation of the snare of the fowler.
Lórí apẹyẹ àti okun rẹ̀.
Expatiation and the explanation of the snare of the fowler.
Ẹ bá wo ìwé Sáàmù tí mo fi ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
If you read that Psalm 124.
Orí kẹrìnlélọ́gọ́fà.
Psalm 124.
Ẹ̀sà ìkeje.
Verse 7.
Ó ní ọkàn wá yọ.
It says our soul has escaped.
Bí ẹyẹ jáde kúrò nínú okun apẹyẹ.
As a bird from the snare of the fowler.
Ó ti já.
The snare is broken. And we have escaped.
Àwọn òrùta ni apẹyẹ.
Who are the fowlers?
Kí sì ni okun?
And what is the snare?
Èyí ni a fi ń sọ ọ̀rọ̀ ní ìsọ̀rí àkọ́kọ́.
This is what we have to disseminate in point one.
Ìjẹ́ mọ̀ wípé bí àwọn ọlọ́dẹ ti ṣe máa ń dọdẹ ẹranko.
You see, as the hunter go after the game.
Ṣé wọ́n máa ń lo pàkúté?
That they will use traps.
Ṣé wọ́n máa ń lo wire?
They use wires.
Ṣé wọ́n máa ń lo ìbọn?
They use guns.
Ṣé wọ́n máa ń lo ọfà?
They use arrows.
Ṣé àwọn mìíràn sì máa ń lo okùn?
And others use their ropes.
Wọ́n máa ń lo net.
They use nets.
Ṣé wọ́n máa ń lo àwọ̀?
They use nets.
Láti fi mú ẹran.
To entrap the game.
Láti jẹ́ kí wọ́n lè.
To make them be entrapped into
him.
My people. The same thing the devil. The devil has many traps he laid down to catch men. Therefore the devil is the fowler. The things he used as a snare is sin.
That are born,
brothers and sisters. I am speaking to you. About escape from the snare of the fowler. Before we can pray and be free, the Lord is ready to deliver us. That's why he gave us the privilege to be here and listen to the world. So that you will not fall into it again. You must identify the fowler. You must know the snare by which he entraps. Therefore, it is not yours. The devil, and the evil spirit, and the evil people.
Wọ́n dàbí ọlọ́dẹ.
They are like the hunter.
Ó ṣe wípé wọ́n máa ń wá, wọ́n máa ń fi ojú sun àwọn ènìyàn.
That they search for people.
Wọ́n máa ń dẹ pàkúté okùn fún àwọn ènìyàn láti mú.
They trap the people to catch.
Ó ní Bíbélì ní mọ́ ìwé Pétérù kíní orí karùn-ún.
And First Peter chapter 5.
Ó ní ó fi sọ fún wa wípé.
As it says unto us.
Bí kìnìún ti ń ké ramúramù.
As a lion roars.
Ìwé Pétérù kíní orí karùn-ún.
First Peter chapter 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
I'm reading verse 8.
Ó ní ẹ máa wà ní àìrékọjá.
It says be sober.
Ẹ máa ṣọ́ra.
Be vigilant.
Nítorí èṣù.
Because the devil.
Ọ̀tá yín.
Your adversary.
Bí kìnìún ti ń kéra múra.
He walks about.
Ó
rìn káàkiri. Like a roaring lion.
Ó ń wẹ̀ ní tí yóò pàjẹ́.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Mo gbàdúrà kò ní rí ẹ̀yin pàjẹ́.
I pray he will not devour
you. Mo ní èṣù ò ní rí yín pàjẹ́.
I tell the devil will not devour you.
Wọ́n fi wé kìnìún níbí.
The devil is used to exemplify the devil here.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo tó fi wé ọlọ́dẹ.
And also I exemplify him as a hunter.
Mo tó fi wé apẹyẹ.
I also identify him as a fowler.
Apẹyẹ.
The fowler.
Jesu jẹ́ apẹyẹ.
The devil is a fowler.
Ṣùgbọ́n kì í ṣe ẹyẹ tí tara ló máa ń wá.
But it's not the bird that flies on the hair like this.
Bí ó ṣe ènìyàn ni mo ń fẹ́ láti mú.
But it's in search of human being to catch.
Onírúurú ọ̀nà sí ni àwọn onírúurú okùn ni mo ń jẹ.
And they do lay down many traps.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ.
Take for instance.
Ẹyin ẹwo. Nínú ìwé Genesis orí kẹta.
In Genesis chapter 3.
Ẹ bá wò láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dí ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
From verse 1 down to 6.
Ẹ ó rí okùn ojú kòkòrò àti ìfẹ́ búburú. Èyí tó jẹ fún babalá wa Ádámù àti Éfà.
You could see the snare of covetousness and lust he laid down for our forefathers to them and
Eve. Orí wọn ní nígbà tí ìyá ńlá wa Éfà torí èso náà.
When our great mother Eve saw the fruit, she saw it with her eyes.
Ọlọ́wọ́ wò wípé
èso
tó lè mú
the fruit that can make our wise, the fruit that can make our wise,
fruit
that can make her become like God.
And
so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the hand, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her and he held. You see the trap, the snare that the devil laid down for our forefathers. And then he said, this fruit, the fruit that will make you wise, which will make you become of God, and you will know the good and the evil. The reason why God says you should not eat is that he doesn't want you to be like him. Once you eat it, you become like God. But he doesn't want you to become like him. Now he said you shouldn't eat it. He has laid down the trap for them. And they ate and they fell into the trap. Falling into the trap, make all men to be sinners. I'm giving you the explanation of the fowler and his snare. Now when we proceed in that Genesis chapter 4, the first child begotten by Adam and Eve, his name Cain. The snare of envy, jealousy, and bitterness. The devil laid for him and he was entrapped in him. It made him the first murderer. He was made the father of murderers. And by that he became a vagabond. I'm speaking to you about the fowler and his snare. The fowler and his snare. The first child of Noah named Ham. The snare of pride. The snare of arrogance. The snare of pomposity. That was what the devil laid down for him and he fell into him. Because he saw the nakedness of his father and he couldn't keep his mouth shut. The nakedness of his father stood at the floor of his father and he couldn't cover him. That make him to be a cursed man and become the servant, slaves to the servant. His father cursed him, he became the slave to the servant. The devil laid down a snare for him. Not that alone. Also about Reuben. The first child of Jacob. As he fell into the lust of the fear of love. And he lost the first position. And being the first child, he became the last one. The one of excellence became the one that cannot steer again. The man of mightiness became a lazy one. Also the man named Esau. The devil laid down snare for him as well. The snare of gluttony. The snare of lack of controlling oneself. And that was the snare he fell into. For him to lost his birthright. For him to lost his birthright. How about Gehazi? The one that was laid down with a snare of covetousness. And by that he became a man of leprosy. Even with his seeds after him. 1 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5 rather. Not enough time to be giving you systematically like that. How about Samson?
Samson.
The one that was born with a special power from heaven. But the devil laid down the snare of the lust of woman on him, and by that he lost the power. How about King Saul? The first king in the land of Israel. The devil trapped him in such way. He lost that kingship position and the Lord forsook him.
Dad
among brothers and sisters are being dark in complexion does not anoint God. Either you are short or tall. Either you are thin or fat. That is not a sin that does not anoint God. The sin that displeases God, that is sin. And you cannot cover it with your cloth. No matter the color of the garment you put on, you cannot wash it away with water, sponges, or soap. Because the sin that the devil instigates up to, it is not the carnal dirt. It is not a jam, but
it
is the inherited spirit of flesh that will be the spirit of flesh that we inherited by
birth.
That nature was inherited. That among brothers and sisters, these are the things the devil uses. Devil uses the sin to entrap man. And now he doesn't identify you maybe a literate or an illiterate. He doesn't identify you, maybe you are rich or poor. He doesn't identify maybe you belong to the European or the Africa. All men. The thing the devil made a problem for us is sin. That was the word the devil used as trap to ensnare men. Therefore, I'm lead to point two. I call them that way to fall into the snare of the fowler. What are the ways by which you can fall into the trap? Now you know that the devil is the fowler. And the snare you do lay down is the snare of sin. How then can you fall into it? The book of James, Chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when love has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Mark that in the Bible. Observe that particular place. And now also the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 25. Verse 28. It reads thus.
Anything
whoever has no rule over
his
is like a city broken down without wall. I read once again.
Anything
whoever has no rule over his is like a city broken down without
wall.
What is the emphasis I'm about to lay? And the Spirit of God wants us to understand. Under this point you and with the spell references I read to your hearing, the pathway by which men is entrapped into the snare of sin is through the lust of the flesh. That was what the devil deliberately did. Listen diligently. That was what the devil deliberately did for men. For him to make them feed on the fruit. The body God created for Adam. It is an incorruptible body. It is the body that never sins. She's calling it the divine nature. The body that never sins.
And
the reason why the Lord said the fruit about there, that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil don't even eat. Immediately he fed on the fruit. The spirit of flesh possessed him. I made that body the one that sins, the body that desires sins. And a man no power to control himself. The devil pushes the flesh of man. He will push the flesh. You say Saul has the excuse that by the flesh instigated him. Even Esau also was instigated by flesh. When he became angry, his younger brother told him, "If you can sell me your birthright." Then say, what's the essence of birthright? That he's dying. That means he couldn't control himself. Delilah.
Samson.
He told Samson. She told Samson. She said, if you are to be tied, if you are to be made suffer, what can be done to you? She told him that if you are to be tied, but lust has overpowered him, he couldn't think deeperly. The lust of the flesh. That means that evil thing that the body desires. The devil do triggers the body to make one desires for things that is evil. Now when a desire thing that is evil, there'll be no power to control. Because in the Garden of Eden, men has lost the power of control. And these are the ways by which man fall into sinfulness. Whatever the name you bear, whatever the language or the law or the tribe you belong to, everyone born through the intercourse of men and women has been under this enraged the spirit of flesh, and he has inherited this nature of flesh, and this nature demands and desires for evil things. It tests sin. It desires things that are evil. I'm explaining the pathway by which men became ensnared. The pathway by which men became falling into the snare of the fowler. How men do fall into heat. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. And the lust of the high. No matter how educated you are. No matter how you learn the language of another man, you understand the other language. That doesn't make you to overcome the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. Look at the people that steal. Look at the people that are drunkards. Look at the people that are smokers. Look at the people that are prostitutes. Their body would have initially demanded meat. And that body will instigate them until they go and do the particular thing. They will be pushed to go to that sinfulness. And when they committed the sin, they have been ensnared. They are falling into the trap. That is how they fall into the trap. How the devil makes to fall into trap. The devil will trigger the body. He will instigate your heart. He will tear flesh up in you to make you desire something abnormal. And when you desire it, you will go do it. That means you are falling into the snare. That means you are ensnared. When you fall into the trap, once you fall into the trap, that that would become problem. Have you ever seen an animal that fall into trap and has not died? If you see an animal that became entrapped, maybe the trap caught him by the leg or on his end, you will see we begin to struggle all around. It will be struggling to be free. It will be struggling here and there. If by mistake that car will be on him till he dies, the same thing, sin for anyone that became ensnared, that among brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you about escape from the snare of the fowler. Escape from the snare of the fowler. Once you fall into the snare, it will make you to experience porosity. It is the snare many have been falling into that brings about porosity. It is the snare he fell into brings about backwardness. These are the experiences for anyone that fall into the snare. It is the snare he fell into that fall that caused disappointment. He fell into the snare and it caused sickness. It was the snare that he fell into made him to be on the spot. These are the experiences that follows being ensnared. He fell into the snare and he couldn't gather good things again. Anyone that fell into the snare cannot be celebrated with colleagues again. If you see an animal being ensnared, maybe he has been entrapped and the heart has cut away. When he's going with his colleagues, you see him at the back because he could not move well with them again, with the one that have their end. Anyone that fall into the trap, the snare of the fowler, when one fall into it, these are the certain experiences and even more that happens to the casualty. Look at all the diverse sicknesses and epidemics showing in the world now. It was the snare of sin people fell into that begot it. When some people are having sex with animals, those are the things that bring about the epidemics. Some people are having sex with animals. All sorts of sicknesses and epidemics we never had that is coming to show. They are with animals. People are infecting that from the animals. And these are the consequences and the repercussions of sin. Look at how the world is in disarray now. Look at the present epidemic that is afflicting the world now. It is the snare of the sin that will fall into. That is the experience of the consequences of falling into the snare of sin. The one that does not give regard to God by now, he has been praying. Some people have bought the Bible now, Psalm 91, he began to meditate. He said, those that sit upon the secret place of the Most High have been under the shadow of the Most High. The Lord cover me with your wings. Lord cover me with your wings. Both the rich and the poor. The educated and the literate, because people are falling into the snare. I'm speaking to you. Escape from the snare of the fowler. It was immorality that brings about HIV AIDS. It was in that brings about cancer. It was with that that every other epidemics are mentioned. These things are originated from the place of sin. These experiences, these terrible experiences are the outcome of falling into the snare of the fowler. He had been prospering before, but now he doesn't prosper again. And then he says the enemy has blocked the way. The thing does not come by accident. It is a sign that he has been entrapped, he has fallen into something. It was a snare. Escape and becoming free from the snare of the fowler. Tonight, whatever the snare you are falling into, by the power of the power of God, you shall be free from them. Many men have fallen into the snare and his glory never shines again. Many women fell into the snare and the glory got diminished. I told you on the first day, there's a certain brother that told us, he said the kidnapper a particular lady. That lady was kidnapped. She was about to be done for ritual. And when the lady got to their den, the one that is to do that for them, say, why has this one been brought here? That all the good things in her body has been taken away. That she's empty, drop her bag. She's just walking emptily. All the good things in her body has been used. Can you see yourself? Maybe you are also putting on treasures all around. You have become the general in the community. You have sold up your glory you never knew. She's a lady. That doesn't make her not to be fair. That doesn't make her to put on artificial eyelashes. Even she put on artificial nails. Even her hair is with attachment and things like that. She was abducted. She put on ill shoes. They saw her and she was abducted. But by the time she was taken to their den, they said no more glory in her life. Empty bucket, drop her back. If you kill her, you only waste her. Go drop her, no good thing can be gotten of her. Everything that will make her to prosper has diminished its immorality. The trap, that is what I'm explaining. The snare of the fowler. And the Lord can still rescue you today. Maybe you are like that lady I mentioned. That all your glory has been stored away. You have sold them for sugar daddies. Maybe you are also a boy. You always marry all the ladies around. You have sold up your glory. It has gone. And that make you to walk tirelessly. If the Lord give you the privilege to listen to this ministration, you don't listen to it in vain if you can repent. You are falling into the snare that blocks your prosperity. You are the one that fell into the snare digging the gutters for community. All the hard ground that no Awusa can dog, you be the one to go there and do. You are educated and your certificate is useless. No job for you because in immorality your glory has been taken away. I'm speaking about escape from the snare. Tonight you shall be free. And that leads me to point three. Divine help to escape from the snare of the fowler. And the example. I want you to see what I'm seeing right now. David said, blessed is the Lord that never give us a prey unto their feet. Our soul is free like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we escape. Our help is in the name of the Lord that creates the heaven and the heart. Maybe from your younger age you have been drinking alcohol, smoking in their air, going into immorality. You have lost your hope. Maybe you have fallen into the snare. You have lost your hope. I can tell you a help has been sent to you. I tell you there is a help that is of the divine. Jesus Christ is a divine
God.
Jesus Christ is a divine
God.
Jesus Christ is a divine God.
To
rescue us from the snare of the fowler.
David and Jerry, we
David have the testimony.
You
have the help of the Lord. By the help of the Lord, I am free. Blessed is the Lord that never gave us to them as a prey unto their
food.
Our help is in the name of the Lord that creates the heaven and the earth. That same Lord is Jesus Christ. That same Lord is Jesus Christ. And he can save you. You have been immoral and you are infected with disease. You have been drinking and now you have sickness on your body. You are falling into the snare of the fowler.
And
there is a help for you if you can receive it. He can still save you. He can save you here. He can rescue you from the help of
the
help is Jesus Christ.
The
Lord sent Jesus into the world because of human
beings
that the devil has made to fall into the pit of sin. And by that is insufferable.
The
Lord sent Jesus into the world to save human beings that we are inherited the body of sin.
We
cannot control ourselves.
That
was why Jesus came in the form of
man.
He came in the incarnate of man. He was the one that conquered the
world.
He conquered sin. He overcame death. He conquered the world. Anyone that demands
everything,
he will come to Jesus. No other man like Jesus. No other one like Jesus. The one that came in the incarnate of man. He conquered like him. The one that conquered.
Is
the one that can give you the victory. If you can come unto him. He said he's coming to an end today.
And I praise
the Lord, give me the privilege to listen to the
minister.
If you can come unto Jesus Christ.
If
you can come unto him by repentance. You can come to him by deliberate surrender of your life to him. You can come to him by absolute reliance on him. Now when I say you rise up to your feet, I will say you look unto him by your trust and faith.
He's
the one that was killed for us.
He's
the one that was tasked
for us.
He's the one that died for the sake of his soul. He had no sin for which he was supposed to die. He had no sin for which he was supposed to suffer. But because of the suffering of your
sin,
he was
born
into the world and he was transfigured. No one can even make him suffer. No one can even kill him. But by deliberation,
he
said, I have the power to save my soul. I have the power to rescue it again. I have the power to save it again. That among brothers and sisters,
in
the very time and the hour, escape from the snare of the fowler. What is that snare that you are in trouble to, that you are
struggling?
You are a contractor, you have many contracts before, but you are not a contractor. Because when you are the contractor prospering, you go to hotels in the community around. You have sold your glory away to the lady. There is still hope for you if you can repent. You can receive the one sent to you, the Lord Jesus. Can you go to him by faith and call upon him? He can rescue you from that snare you are falling into. The Lord has no delight that you die in that snare. He has no delight that you die in that position. The Lord has no delight in the death of a sinner. The Lord has no delight in your suffering. He wants you to believe. By faith in Jesus, he wants to make you
evil.
He wants to make you the ashamed of the devil. He wants to make you oppose the devil.
You
can open up your heart now. And this is the very time and how it has come. The angels of the Lord are very dependent to make the work of perfection. What are the snares you fell into? What are the bondages around your life? What are the bondages you put your neck into? Before you rise up to your feet. Before you rise up to your feet. I want to give you something as an illustration. Have you seen a goat that sees all around? It sees all around in the community. And then it put its head into the pole. It stopped, maybe put its head and put the head there. You know how it struggles all around? I want to ask you. The goat that put its head into the pain can be free by itself. You see it struggling here and there. If there is no one to rescue him, to die there. No wisdom it can apply for him to be free. No power it can have for him to be free. The same thing you as well. Because when one falls into the pit of sin, your power cannot save you again. The only one you can look at is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! If you are not brilliant, you cannot teach another person. The one with zero on his head cannot teach the one with zero. Also, a sinner cannot save a sinner. That was the reason why the Lord sent the holy man unto her.
So
every human that has fallen into sin, God and mother, brothers and sisters, this is your day. The height that you place in your home cannot save you. That the charm you are doing cannot save you. It cannot save you from sin. It will only make you more deeper. But if you can repair, if you can surrender your life, if you can open the door of your life,
if you
can call and invite him into your life, and then you rely on him, he will not to save you. What are the inspirations of
Close
up your eyes. You are willing to give your life to the Lord. Maybe you are drinking around. Maybe you are wayward. Maybe you are immoral. And then you want God to save you. And you are ready to believe. I implore you to come front here. All eyes closed. I'm ready to give my life to the Lord. I'm ready to forsake the devil and sin.
Make
the devil ashamed. Come front here. Come front. Come out. You want to pray for you. You are here. You always do evil things. And then you are ready to forsake it. Come front here. You are ready to give your life to the Lord. You are ready to give your life to the Lord Jesus. We want to pray for you. Just 2-3 minutes. Don't be ashamed. All eyes closed. Come front. Just come to the front here. Come front here. The Lord never knew maybe your children. Maybe you tell lies. You steal other people's property. You are always immoral. Maybe you always drink. Come forward here. Shall we close our eyes? Shall we close our eyes? All eyes closed. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I confess you as my Lord and my Savior as from tonight. I confess that I'm no more for the devil. I forsake the devil. I refuse to sin again. I refuse to do evil things. I refuse to tell lies. I refuse to steal another man's property. I refuse to be stubborn. I refuse to fight for that. Therefore, Lord Jesus, I give my life to you as from tonight. Save my life.
Amen.
Amen. Every covenant I've made with myself, don't be ashamed, come from. I ask you to come first now. The time is going. Every covenant I've given unto myself, I go contrary to this covenant. I go against and nullify them today. Close your eyes and begin to pray. Every covenant I've given my life to you. My parents have given
me
by the blood of Jesus. The blood I receive into my life, I nullify those covenants as from tonight. I nullify those covenants. I nullify those covenants. The covenant of darkness of my father, I nullify them upon my life. The covenant of darkness of my father, I nullify it upon my life. Every covenant of darkness that anyone has made, nullify them today. Covenant I made with my whole life, I nullify them today in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, take control of my life.
Jesus.
Call me once again.
Take
control of my life. I give all the control of my life to you. I deliver my spirit unto you. My soul I give to you. All the rooms of my soul I give to you. I open the door of my heart to you.
Give
your Holy Spirit there.
All
my body parts I give to you.
Let the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Father in Jesus' name. Upon the confession of your faith, I stand. In the name of
the
Nazareth, the Lord comes into your life. As you have confessed with your mouth and with your heart, you believe. As from tonight,
Jesus,
the Lord saves you.
Carry ogun Olorun lara
yin. The Lord shall shine upon you. The Lord
will
shine upon you. Glory be to the Lord.
Oye ma dide.
Now you shall rise up.
Ma pe mo ti domo igbala. Ibi ye lori mi o. Mo ti domo igbala.
Ibi ye lori mi o.
Emi ti domo igbala. Ibi ye lori mi o.
Mo domo igbala. Ibi ye lori mi o.
Ibi ya lori mi o, ibi ya lori mi o.
Mo domo igbala, ibi ya lori mi o.
Iku ya lori mi o, ipanju ya lori mi o.
Mo ti domo igbala, iku ya lori mi o.
Aya ibi ya lori mi o.
Aya ibi ya lori mi o.
Ipanju ya lori mi o.
Aya iku ya lori mi o.
Emi aima ya lori mi o.
Aiku ya lori mi o.
Oya Jesu pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o.
Jesu pada mo ti dodo.
Bi owo ara ma so fun. Jesu pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o.
Jesu pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o.
A Jesu pada mo ti dodo Oluwa. Emi ai mo pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o.
Pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o.
Emi o ko pada mo ti dodo Oluwa so ti e.
Jesu pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o.
Emi o ri sa pada mo ti dodo Oluwa o. Di owo di ese. Iku idile pada mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Ina pada mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Ori buruku pada mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Emi aisan pada mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Airolore pada mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Ibanuje pada mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Oya mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Emi ti dodo Oluwa.
Ah, mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Oluwa nbe ni isakoso, nbe ninu tembili re, o nbe ninu tembili re. Agbada re nbe lati tu osile. O koja bo ti nse, ohun ti Olorun nse. Lọwọlọwọ. O koja oye re, iwo mo sa foro. Pe mo ti dodo o. Mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Ani mo dodo Oluwa.
Mo ti dodo Oluwa.
Help me, mo ti aye mi woje.
I express my life to Jesus.
Ati ko pe iranlowo mi nbe ni oruko Oluwa. Mo ti aye emeta na la fi gbadura yi.
Pe
mo bi aye mi woje.
I express my life to Jesus.
Oye oko jalara mi. Oye aye mi yo bu oru oko. Oko ti mo ti lu.
Gbogbo
oko ja mi.
Mi
pe iranlowo Oluwa.
Mo
bi aye mi woje.
Aye
mi yo jade.
Wo
oko opeyo. Oye oko.
Open your mouth and pray.
Ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run ti na jade.
Ọwọ́
Ọlọ́run ti na jade.
Ọwọ́
Ọlọ́run ti na jade.
Ọwọ́
Ọlọ́run ti na jade.
Ó
ti na jade sí àárín wa.
Ó
ti na jade sí àárín wa. Mọ ni ẹ sọ̀rọ̀. Ẹ sọ̀rọ̀. Ibẹ̀ tó wà yẹn là ìṣe parẹ́ sí.
Ibi
tó ti sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn làrún parẹ́ sí. Ibi tó ti sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn lókun parẹ́ sí.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ mo
ti ayé mi wo.
Gbogbo
ẹni ti akamegi nitori mi.
Mo
wu ẹni ti adeladi ego nitori mi.
Mo
wu ẹni ti agun ni ọti kikamu nitori mi.
Mo
wu ẹni ti agun ni ọkọ lẹgbẹ nitori mi.
Ayé
mi yọ jáde.
Yọ
jáde.
Yọ
jáde.
Yọ
jáde.
Gbogbo
ọkọ apẹyẹ. Ayé mi yọ jáde.
Ti
ayé mi yọ.
Yọ
jáde.
Kúrònú
ọkọ apẹyẹ.
Ní
ayé mi yọ jáde.
Ṣọ̀rọ̀.
Wí. Ìjà àkọ́kọ́ ni.
Yọ
yẹ jáde.
Kúrònú
ọkọ apẹyẹ. Okùn tí mo ti lù. Láti inú ìyá wa. Láti inú oyún wa.
Okùn
tí mo ti lù. Nípa ìfẹ́kúfẹ́. Nípa ìmọ̀kan.
broken. I am free.
Okuja.
Tanya is broken.
Emiyo.
I escape.
Okuja.
Tanya is broken.
Emiyo.
I am escaped. Call upon him.
Gbogbo oko ti o lu.
Every snare I'm falling into.
Gbogbo irise.
That brings about lack of prosperity.
Gbogbo ki ogo bo sono.
Let your glory to get low.
Mo di aye na owo Jesus.
I expose my life to Jesus.
Mo di aye mi wo Jesus.
I expose my life to Jesus.
Gbogbo oko ti o lu.
Every snare I'm falling into.
Mo ki awon ebure ri o dawo
bo. God the good talent to see.
Mo di aye mi wo Jesus.
I expose my life to Jesus.
Oko je.
The snare be broken.
Oko ti.
Yeah, lose.
Because
I expose my life to Jesus. My life is
saved.
Of the fowler. My life will rescue. The trap. My life will rescue.
Oh yeah, your jade.
No, 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 be free.
Your jade.
Be free.
Only your God, no one will pay you, pay
you. It will save you from the fowler.
Your God, he will read it. Your body will.
That is the promise if you look upon it.
Jesus, ni.
Jesus Christ is the one.
Olu wa olu bala olu osha.
The Savior, the healer.
Allah dada, Lordy, Allah dada.
The power over the mighty people.
Your God,
he shall save you.
Your olu wa.
No.
Magi aye mi wo.
I expose my life to you.
Magi aye mi wo, Jesus.
I expose my life to Jesus. Every snare I'm falling into. In my generation.
Oh yeah, my you me jada.
Holy Spirit rescue me.
I'm a conisara.
Brother say. Every snare I'm falling into.
Oh, kutimolu. Lati nu ija mi we.
I'm falling into for my mother's womb.
Oh yeah, my you me jada.
Holy Spirit save me.
Ni oruko Jesus.
For in Jesus' name, our Lord.
The
second time now. Raise up your head. Just because of you, some things are happening right now. Just because of you, some things are happening right now. Because of you, things are happening right now. Don't let the time pass away. Raise up your head.
Say,
Holy Spirit, save me. From the snare I'm falling into. That does not make this to be as normal. Holy Spirit rescue me. Because I've been told. My soul is
dead.
As a bear.
From
the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. And I escape.
Because
my help is in the name of the Lord.
He
creates the heaven and earth.
Mo ti rọra nse bẹ ni agbara Ọlọrun ti lẹyin.
As you are
dream that the power of God will come. As you are dramatizing the power of God, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the help of the Lord, my life is saved. My life is rescued. I refuse to die in bondage. I refuse to die in bondage. I refuse to die in bondage. I expose my life to Jesus. I expose my life to Jesus. Because I expose my life to Jesus. Come in, your daddy. Life is saved. Come out. Your daddy. Come out. Your daddy. Come out. Your daddy. Oh, yeah, not from my body. Not from my head. Not from my legs.
This never broken.
I am free.
It's
an assurance.
The
people that look at the plaster painting or the tree, if they can look at this as them, how much more not an ordinary man that was hung on the tree because of you and I expose my life to Jesus. The Lord has supposed to make a brass copper and make place on the tree for the children of Israel that the serpent has bite. He was giving example of the one that is supposed to be true for all the generations of men. For the people that are the serpent that are diabolical.
Now, the second time.
Say it loud and clear. I expose my life to Jesus.
Because I am with Jesus.
Oya ja gbogbo oko ti mo ti lu. Aye mi yo jade. Yo jade kuro nu oko. 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 Aye mi yo jade. 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 Kúrò ní oko tí mo kó sí. Ayé mi yọ jáde. Ó yá yọ jáde. Yọ jáde. Yọ jáde. Yọ jáde. Yọ jáde. Ó yá 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 yá. Gbogbo ọfà. Gbogbo ọfà. Gbogbo ọfà. Ó yẹ wọ jáde lára mi. Àtọ̀fà torú ọfà. Mo bí ayé mi wo Jésù. Ẹ wọ jáde kúrò lára mi. Ó yá yá kó máa wọ jáde. Kó máa wọ jáde. Kó máa wọ jáde. Gbogbo ọfà gbogbo ọfà kò wọ jáde. Gbogbo èdè lára rẹ̀ ó yá kó tí kúrò. Gbogbo okùn tó lù ó yá mọ́ ọ̀pá. Ayé ó jáde kúrò mẹ́. Èmi gbé ayé rẹ̀ wo Jésù. Mo gbé Jésù sókè fún ẹ. Mo wá gbé ayé rẹ̀ wo. Lórúkọ Jésù. Okùn tó ti lù. Ó yá kókùn náà já. Ó yá mọ́ ayọ́ jáde. Ayọ́ jáde lẹ́nu. Abọ̀ 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 jáde lẹ́nu. Sọ̀rọ̀ 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 sọ̀rọ̀. Gbogbo kò máa já.
Every snare be broken.
Gbogbo kò máa já.
Every snare be broken.
Gbogbo ìdè tó di ayé mẹ́.
Every bondage that bind my life.
Máa já. Máa já.
Pray.
Àkọ́pẹ́ àwọn ọmọ bọ́.
Àwọn
ọmọ bọ́. Àwọn ọmọ bọ́. Àwọn ọmọ bọ́. O kò máa já. Máa já. Ní àṣálẹ́ yìí. Gbogbo kọ̀. Máa já. Já. Ìdá ẹ̀mí mímọ́. Máa já oko. Máa já gbogbo ìdè. Máa já gbogbo ìdè. Sọ̀rọ̀. 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 Agbára Ọlọ́run. Ọyọ́ máa já oko. Ìrọ̀ máa já oko. 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 Agbára Ọlọ́run. Lórúkọ Jésù. Máa já oko. Máa já oko. Akọ́pẹ́ oko já. Oko já. Oko já. Oko já. Ọyọ́ máa yọ jáde. Máa yọ jáde. Máa yọ jáde. Bọ́ọ̀lù gbogbo ọkọ̀. Bọ́ọ̀lù gbogbo ìdè. Máa jáde. Ẹ̀rọ túbú òkùnkùn. Lórúkọ Jésù. Àgbà Ọlọ́run. Ó gbé ọjà rẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀. Gbé ọjà rẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀. Ṣèlú bó kàtá yàbá sí ndèrè mọ́. Àgbà Ọlọ́run o. Àgbà Ọlọ́run o. Àhá. Olúwa. Fi àkàrà rẹ̀ hàn. 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 Jésù. Olúwa.
Jesus name my Lord.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Jesus name.
Àmì yẹn kéré. Orúkọ Jésù. Orúkọ Jésù.
Father in Jesus name.
Torí pé àwọn èèyàn ti gbé ara wọn wọnú Jésù Olúwa. Torí pé àwọn èèyàn ti gbójú àwọn sí Jésù Olúwa. Àkọ́ wípé okùn já. Àwa sì yọ. Gbogbo kọ̀.
Oh God in heaven.
agbàdúrà fún ikọ̀ rẹ tí o ti lò láti ìjọ máa ń wá lórúkọ Jésù agbára àkọ́tún ọlọ́run kò dà lé lórí àkọ́tún agbára olùwà kò dà lé lórí àkọ́tún agbára olùwà kò dà lé lórí àkọ́tún agbára olùwà kò dà lé lórí agbára ọlọ́run tí o lè gbọ́ fà tayọ̀tayọ̀ tọmọtọmọ olùwà kò dà lé lórí. Olùwà kò dà lé lórí. Iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ ṣẹ́ yìí lórúkọ Jésù máa gbilẹ̀ 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 máa kiri àgbàlá ayé máa gbilẹ̀. Kó olùfọ́lọ́ lókè ọ̀
o
kó olùfọ́lọ́ lókè ọ̀. O God, follow me, look out. 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 Ide mi jao, hallelujah, modele ayon.